Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Well, hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 14 December 2020. We are trying to get over guest night, Pastor Dana Coverstone, and he did text me, Todd, if you want to try to get him back on that number again, please. We'll try to get hold of him as quick as possible. Before we do that, I got several announcements to make here, folks, that are very important. First off, tomorrow night, Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez will be with us to discuss any health needs you may have. And I pray that you'll take that seriously and that you would call in tomorrow night, ask questions about you, your family, your friends, whatever. Okay, that's tomorrow night. Wednesday night, we have Dr. Carrie Madej. Oh, my. If you haven't seen her, videos on the Pfizer vaccine, you're going to be amazed. Wednesday night, we'll discuss that and what it's all about. And, folks, you don't want to miss that. I'm telling you, that's one of the most important broadcasts that we've ever done. It could be a soul-saving broadcast, I promise. So just please hang in there with that, please. And, Lord willing, this coming Saturday, we're going to have church, Bible study. I pray it works out. The weather's nasty here today. I hope that we can get it worked out and have church this weekend. I'm going to do a teaching entitled From the Mask to the Mark. I don't know how much clearer I can make that, but we're going to do that this coming weekend if the Lord allows us to get together. So please don't miss this teaching, whatever you do. It's really important. And we're going to put out a magazine this coming Thursday because we won't be in office next Thursday, of course. That's a holiday for people that celebrate Christmas Eve and Christmas. We won't be in office next Thursday, so we're going to put out a Minuteman magazine this month, which will be dedicated to the COVID hoax and Mask to Mark. It's going to be the title of the magazine. The COVID hoax and Mask to Mark. If you don't receive a Minuteman magazine by email, please email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com. You've got to get a copy of this, share it with your friends. You can print it off if you like. Anything you want to do with it, we want to definitely get in touch with you and share this with you. The magazine will be the COVID hoax, Mask to Mark. Please don't miss that. And we did a Bible study this past weekend. A gentleman gave a testimony. We did over an hour long current events. The videos on there that Phil Hudock put together over an hour long. And he entitled it From Mask Psyop to COVID vaccine. The mask psyop to COVID vaccine. So you can receive, if you want it, an hour and a half DVD exposing a lot of lies. But the DVDs on the mask psyop is phenomenal. You need to get a copy if you can on CD or DVD. Your choice, $10, delivered to your door. From mask psyop to COVID vaccine. So please, if you can get a copy, please do. You can call us at the office tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. I hope that you'll call and get one of those for your friends as soon as possible. And Todd, our guest is trying to get through, or is waiting for you to call, so please try again. He's standing by, he said. It's nice. All right, folks, I'm back. We had to talk there with the producer. We can't get through to our guest, but I'm going to text him a number to call back on. So please bear with me as I'm texting, trying to talk at the same time. I have a hard time doing one thing at a time, or two things at a time, but hang in there, okay, with me, please. We won't get Pastor Dana on because he wants to share some things that that's come about. And of course, people are questioning about his dreams he had. So please bear with us a second while I try to get this all done. And it takes me a minute to do this. Okay, let's see if this works. All right. Now, back to what I was saying. And I know this is a little bit unorganized. I'm sorry, because sometimes live radio gets that way when everything's going backward when you're expecting to go right. And, of course, we're still offering the other materials, a 33-page material on the vaccine and why you shouldn't have it. Folks, this is offered to you for $5 that's delivered to your door. That's the best I can do. And the lawsuit in Germany about COVID and the lies they put out there, and the government's being sued. No one doing good? I don't know. But they're trying. I mean, they're doing the best to know how, but for $5, we'll send you that. And there are three books that you got to have right now to understand what's happening. And if you don't have a Great Britain and American Prophecy, you don't understand prophecy. And that's a book we're offering, one of the three we're offering, along with Warning 1965 and It's Cremation Christian. All those books for $18. But the one on U.S. and Great Britain and prophecy is so vital to understand prophecy and to know what's coming down this country and why it's coming down. Okay, now we're going to bring our guest up in a second here. He just joined us. But please, folks, I'm offering these things so you can teach yourself and show your friends and family. This is all for you to take out and teach others. The duty of all believers is to spread the gospel of Christ and be a watchman on the wall. And to see this nation going to hell, almost literally, and fall apart. Our guest tonight is Pastor Dana Coverstone. Now, I have on the program several times in the past. If you listen to this broadcast anywhere, and I know some new stations pick it up, may not heard who Dana Coverstone is. He was been on the radio now since last fall. He's given some dreams about America. He shared them with us. And we're going to let him tell tonight what's on his heart. A lot of folks have laughed at the man, scoffed at the man, say he's a fake. And folks, he's a pure pastor and brother that I've ever talked to. He's not a prophet, and he'll tell you that. He shares what he gets from our Lord and try to get people to pay attention. But I will offer this in the world of our guest. He asked if people to pray, sincerely pray, that our Father would delay some of these things for a little while. And I'm praying that that's what happened. Maybe some things didn't happen the way you thought they would. Maybe we pray enough that God give us a little bit of a chance here. I pray that's true. But, folks, time is running out. Brother Dana, are you there?
Yes, I am.
It's good to have you. You're a hard man getting on the line. Huh? What's going on?
Well, things happen. You know, we live in a world where technology has made us faster, but not always better. So I'm excited with you, Paul. Appreciate the opportunity to talk again.
Well, brother, you're more than welcome. I know we have new listeners out tonight in Florida and places, and we picked up some new stations along the coast of Florida on the East Coast. Tell the folks about Dana Coverstone before getting into what we're going to discuss tonight. Tell them about Dana Coverstone, who he is, and just where you come from and what your heart is on these issues.
Well, I was born in Jasonville, Indiana, a little town south of Terre Haute, Indiana. And as a kid, got to see Larry Bird play every home game in Terre Haute. But I got saved at 15, got called to preach at 15, went to Central Bible College and the Sons of God Bible College in Springfield, Missouri. Spent 10 years as a youth pastor in my home church, 9 years pastoring in Terre Haute, Indiana. Been in Burkesville, Kentucky over 10 years. Been married for 26 years to my wife, Jennifer. have three daughter. I have three kids, two daughters, and a son. My son's my youth pastor, and I'm an expository preacher. I like to preach through a book, every verse at a time. You know, through the entire book. I got a bachelor's degree in Bible theology. I've got a master's degree in in expository preaching, and I'm working on a thesis and a couple classes away from a doctoral degree in expository preaching as well. And just love the pastor. I'm a pastor. I'm not a prophet by any means. I'm a pastor. I'm comfortable in that calling, and I love working with people. Love preaching and teaching the you know the Word of God, and loving life. Even though things seem kind of crazy right now, I'm excited about where we're going. And excited about what the thing, about the things that God is doing in and among His believers.
Well, you know, I agree, and I'm as you know, I talked to you the other day. I'm doing a teaching this weekend in church, Lord willing, entitled "From the Mass to the Mark." But you know, if you read the scriptures, I know you have. Christ said He's going to purge His floor. He said He purged His own floor. He separated. Yep. Now I'm talking about His floor, His people. He's going to purge them. Matthew 7 talks about that. You know, those cry, Lord, Lord, not all cry, Lord, Lord, are going to enter in. So he's going to purge his floor, put a fan in his hand, and blow away the chaff, and the wheat will stay with him. So we're seeing right now, brother, a separation between the wheat and chaff, aren't we?
Absolutely. A greater degree between the sheep and the goats. And, you know, Paul and Jesus all warned us that in the last days, difficult times would come, perilous times would come, that even in the pulpits there would be doctrines of demons. And what Paul was saying there was the fact that there'd be one day people would be preaching all sorts of heresies and crazy things. Jesus warned us, many will come in my name. You know, and when they say, oh, he's over there, he's here, don't listen, because Jesus and Peter and Paul was warning us that false teachers will come, and they'll come in his name. And so the church needs to be ready and aware of the things that are happening and going. We need to test everything. The Bible says test every spirit. And, you know, John says in 1 John that the spirit of the Antichrist is already here. So we already know that. So we need to be on our toes, not on edge, and not necessarily suspicious, but we need to be aware and alert. Because Paul said, work while it's yet day. And you and I both know, Brother Paul, that the sun is setting very, very quickly on our opportunities, what we can do for the Lord. Even getting the gospel out, you know, we see a lot of changes. 2020 has been a year of lockdown. It's been a year of sickness and disease. It's been a year of death, both for people and for businesses. We've seen a lot more draconian and Orwellian ideas come in, and have to wear these masks everywhere you go. Even though the death rate is very, very low, far less than the flu. We've seen things worldwide, not just in our nation, but worldwide. It's almost as if it was a plandemic and not just a pandemic.
Well, I think that's very well proven. It's a plandemic. I just sent a video my son sent me on my phone here of a modeling show. It's on TV called The Runway. I've never seen it, but it's called The Runway. Of a model before COVID had ever heard of, modeling an outfit wearing a mask to match. And her name was COVID.
Well, that's a good marketing tool,
then. You got that right. But I'll send that to you to look at, because if I can find it again, I'll send it to you. But it's so in your face. It's in your face.
Right.
And, brother, I know your heart. And I know that you speak sincerely. And I know that. I sense my spirit, your spirit, witness of my spirit, that you're doing the best you know how to follow our Father in heaven and spread His word and spread the gospel of Christ, but also to warn the people. And our job, especially as pastors or end-time evangelists or prophets, whatever you may be, is to spread the gospel of Christ and to warn the people. And, brother, you've been blowing the trumpet hard. You've been praying hard. Even against what you've been showing, you prayed, Father, if it be thy will, let this be delayed a while. And I admire that in you.
Yeah.
But now I want you to just pick up where you feel comfortable. I know people called you and say, well, nothing happened in November. I don't know how they say that. I don't know how they say that. Our nation went into chaos in November. And it's not over yet.
Yeah.
Went into chaos. Just like you predicted, it's going to fly everywhere. And I don't know what's going to come up next month, but 2021 is going to make 2020 look like a picnic. I can guarantee you that. But so you pick up where you want to, and you share what's on your heart, brother. This program tonight is all yours. I'll just be along to hold your hand, so to speak.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, I would just say, you know, a lot of people look at my dreams and said, oh, well, you know, those things didn't happen, or this and that didn't happen. And I shared something today about dream interpretation on my YouTube channel, my Facebook page, and here's what basically was. The people that said, well, this didn't happen, that didn't happen. You know, Pharaoh had a dream. And in that dream, he saw seven very lean cows that were, even the, in one translation says they were very ugly cows. There was nothing becoming about them. And it says he had also seen seven fat cows, meaning they were healthy, heavy, you know, very good for harvest. But yet those seven little cows, the thin cows, ate the seven fat cows. And did those little cows actually really eat those big cows? Well, no, that was a sign. It was a symbol. And Joseph, who dreamt about agricultural environment, agricultural understanding, he saw the sheaves bowing down to him from his brothers and things. And so those things were symbols. And they weren't real cows, but they represented some good times and some bad times that were coming. And when Joseph interpreted the dream, he said, Pharaoh, here's what this means, here's what this means, and now here's what you must do. And I believe that God's trying to warn us. He's trying to wake up the church. And I'm going to tell you, Brother Paul, I know of thousands and thousands and thousands of people who have contacted me to have said the dream stirred them. It resonated with them. But even more than that, people have been praying. You know, we had a large event in September in Plano, Texas. Jonathan Kahn, who I've had several conversations with, he's been very supportive and very kind to me, just very kind to me. Franklin Graham also did something in Washington, D.C. on the same time frame that Jonathan Kahn did. And, you know, the American believers came together and they prayed. In Plano, Texas, we fasted and prayed for 48 hours, two straight days. And I do believe that we saw some things shift and change and delay. Now, did it change everything? No. But, you know, God's word says that my people call on my name will humble themselves and pray. And the other part is, and turn from their wicked ways. He was addressing the body who knew who God was. And God's trying to not just wake us up. He's trying to clean us up. Because the bride has to be pure and true. You know, and the Revelation says the Spirit and the bride say, come. I don't know about you, but I just keep hearing myself say, Lord, come, Lord, come, Lord, come. Because we see things that are happening.
Amen.
But also in the book of Daniel, you know, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And when he had this dream, he saw this statue. And it had a head of gold and a chest of silver and, you know, bronze down, and then feet were of iron and clay. But that actual statue never happened. And some will say, well, he built this statue in our chapter. But if you look at that, it says it was built of gold. The whole thing was gold, so it wasn't the same statue. So that dream was based on symbols that God was showing Nebuchadnezzar and Pharaoh. And realize this, God gave these heathen leaders, people who did not know God, people who did not live their lives for God, God gave them dreams. And they cried out to find somebody who would interpret those dreams. And so I still believe that we need to be praying for our president, for the leaders of the nations, for our congressmen, our senators, our governors, our mayors, our local officials. I've been praying God give them dreams to the point that it drives them nearly mad, where they got to find a man or a woman of God who can interpret what that dream is. Because Pharaoh and Nebuchadnezzar, they tried to seek out people who could help them. And so I believe that God still speaks through dreams and visions, because in Acts chapter 2, Peter, quoting Joel, said, in the last days, I will pour my spirit out upon all flesh. And he said, your sons and daughters would prophesy. He said, your young men would have visions and your old men will have dreams. So Peter, you know, Peter said, this is that. These are the things that we're seeing today that Joel talked about. And so I believe that we're living in a day and a time when if there's ever been the need for God to move in the supernatural among his people, it is today. And he said, in the last days, I'll pour my spirit out. And he said dreams, he said visions, he said prophetic word. And so I'm trusting God for more and more people who are going to start having dreams. And believe me, I've heard from hundreds of people who've said, you know, they started having dreams. What do I do with this? I attend a church that doesn't believe in the supernatural. I believe that I go to a church that doesn't teach or preach these things. I've even had people contact me and say, Pastor, I don't know what to do because the fellowship I'm a part of, they don't know what to do with this. And when God wants to speak to the country, when he wants to speak to the nation, he always will use his people to do it. Now, I made it very clear, I'm not a prophet. I'm a pastor. I know exactly what I am. God's using me in a watchman sense, but I am not a prophet by any means. But I very much believe that God has given me the dreams, and he's also giving other people the dreams as well. They're warning dreams. They're dreams that are showing people what we need to get ready for, the things that are happening, the things that are coming. Because I don't believe, for the most part, this country really has no clue what's happening. I saw two reports today. First of all, about 40% of all restaurants, or I'm sorry, 127,000 restaurants have permanently shut down.
Yes.
A lot of businesses, they're expecting that as many as 50% of all small business could be shut down and shuttered by December 31st. And December 31st is also a major deadline. There's $70 billion owed in back rent and utilities by people in many, many places in this country. And December 31st, all those eviction laws and things, they fade out. So how many apartment complexes will be for sale? How many houses will be for sale? There's already a large amount of commercial and retail property in the Los Angeles area that's up for sale. So we're seeing a whole lot of changes. And we see education is being impacted. We see the job market's being impacted. We see business owners talking about, well, you know, if I can have workers work from home, I don't need this 25,000 square foot building. I can sell it and I can just work from home or whatever. So, you know, business is going to change. The way we eat out is going to change. The way we do a lot of things is going to change. And my prayer is that the church will continue to stand strong and hold fast and be faithful, be righteous, be holy, and endure. Because that word endure is a very important word in the New Testament. You know, Jesus said, those who endure to the end. In other words, when we become Christians, the Lord is telling us he expects us to continue to live no matter how bad it gets, no matter how hard things become, no matter what difficulties we may face, no matter what happens, we are to continue to serve him and love him and trust him, you know. The disciples were all martyred. But we live in a world where we're probably going to begin to see martyrdom happen more and more in this country than we've ever seen before.
Because it's happened all over the world ever since Christ left. Millions have been martyred all over the world. You know that. In countries that didn't have what's called freedom we had in this nation. Millions have been martyred. But it's coming to the church. You see, the most hated ones in the world now are going to be Christians because we expose the evil all around us and all the false religions. So we're going to be so hated because of our teachings.
Right.
But now you have been through the mill, so to speak. I mean, you've had pro and con on you. People attacking you, people thanking you. And I understand that feeling. I mean, it can be, if you're not careful, it can be overwhelming. But I have to ask this, how was your help beat handling all this?
Well, it's been, I've lost since June, since first part of July, I've lost about 35 pounds. I'm in pretty good shape. I'm a type 1 diabetic. I take insulin shots each day. I'm actually taking less insulin shots than I ever have before. I get tired. I get a little bit weary from things. But the biggest thing I do is I try not to look at any comments or things. I do a prayer thing every morning at 7 a.m. I've had as many as several thousand praying with me, every morning with that. I've been doing a series on practical prayer in the Spirit, talking about the Holy Spirit baptism. I've been doing one on the coming persecution of the church and trying to give a historical perspective on that. And I try to spend time with my family. I try to stay as healthy as I can. I try to eat healthy. But the biggest battle has just been that with my mind, because the enemy takes everything that's said or done. And
of course,
I've lost a lot of friends. I've lost a lot of sleep. I'm not trying to not dream. But I had to come to a place where I posted about five or six dreams. I woke up one day and I was like, God, why are you giving me these dreams? And I just kind of was moping around. I've never heard an audible voice. I've never seen angels or Jesus. But I just felt in my spirit, I just felt the Lord said, don't ask why. Just do and say what I've given you.
Oh, so I've been there myself.
Said, okay,
I've been
Lord.
There myself. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, I had to obey him with something. I don't mean to cut you off, but back before the year 2000, I could not do a digital picture on driver's license because there's a number of a man. That's a digital number of your face printed clear all over the world, including on Interpol. And I was going to get ready to renew my driver's license, and they was just trying to do digital pictures, and the Lord said in my spirit, you can't renew that. You can't do that.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, what do you mean? I mean, I was just arguing with myself. I thought, what do you mean I can't? What do you mean I can't do that? I said, everybody else doing it. And he plainly, in my mind, he said, I'm not talking to everybody else. I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Now, that gets you in the gut. You know what I'm saying? You can't argue with that.
Oh, it does. It does. And that's the thing is, the Lord wants us to be obedient. And that's that. You know, obedience is the soil of faith. And Paul, even though he was in prison for many years, he was faithful to write much of the New Testament that we, you know, we have with his letters.
Right.
Obviously, right. He says almost the whole Praetorian Guard has heard about him. Even though he was in prison, he was still witnessing. I'm sure he prayed for people. I'm sure he prayed for people in their family situations and their difficult lives. I'm sure he led people to Jesus in prison. And he made a huge, huge, huge impact on the, you know, he had a prison ministry. But at the same time, he was content to say, okay, Lord, I've been in places where I've had a lot, and I've been in places where I've had nothing. You know, he's been shipwrecked, he's had food, he's had clothing, and he's been naked, and he's been hungry. But yet, he stayed faithful. So Paul chose endure. No matter what was coming, no matter what he faced, Paul was faithful to trust the Lord and keep doing it. So
he feasted with kings, and he feasted with kings, and he was whipped, and he was stoned. He would witness to the lowest in the prison, a murderer or whatever, but he got to talk to the kings also. So
exactly. And that opportunity came, you know, and even the word tells us that not to worry about what to say whenever we stand before kings or leaders or governors or anything like that. That we were just simply to say, okay, Lord, we're gonna trust you to, you know, to bring these things out. And you know, those things happen. So the Lord's faithful. He's faithful. And I do believe that some of the things that we're going to see in the years to come are greater opposition to our voice. We're already begin to see the First Amendment, you know, taken away. We're already starting to see freedom of religion taken away, freedom of the press. It's hard to know who to trust anymore in mainstream media because, you know, if you do have an election where there is questionable intelligence about voter fraud, but yet there were judges who would not even look at one shred of the evidence, not even look at one page, and they just pass it off. So that tells you how far we have fallen, how far we have come as a nation, when even the Supreme Court will say, you know what, we don't care about the sovereignty of elections or the will of the people. We're not going to look at this, you know.
We'll face it, brother. America, as we once knew it, or my dad knew it, is going forever. Folks, back at the break, a lot more to talk about, and maybe a phone call through if you want to lie down and get on the phone, 844-769-2944. Got a lot more to talk about. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Hear me what I'm saying. All right, folks, we're back here talking to a gentleman that I've honored to know. Pastor Dana Coverstone, and I met him some months ago when he first started with his Dreams Online. And I know he's caught a lot of flack over that because, well, it didn't come to pass like he said it would. He just said, he just shared what he saw, folks. He didn't say it was going to come to pass in a certain way. He shared what he saw in the dream. He's not a prophet. But, in my mind, it did come to pass. November was a hellacious month. And it brought in a whole lot more we're going to face this far into this month and into next year. I don't know what the future holds with Trump and the rest of them. I really don't. Bible tells us to pray for our leaders that they'll let us live peaceful and godly lives without harassing us. And you need to pray for the souls also. But pray that we would have peace to spread the gospel of Christ. That's what we're told to do. Now, either you do it or you don't. But if you obey God, you're going to do it. But now, brother, by the way, folks, don't forget tomorrow night is Dr. Rodriguez. Don't forget that, please. That'd be a very important program if you have health issues. So don't forget that tomorrow night. Now, Brother Dana, I want you to speak as you always do from your heart. And that's why you're in this program, because I know you speak from your heart and you love the Lord and you're trying to do what's right. What have you been showing lately, and why do you think maybe the dreams as people envisioned didn't come to pass? What do you sense in your spirit? And I trust you that you're going to tell just like it is, because that's what you see. You go ahead.
Well, if you go back to some of the dreams that I had, one of the things I saw was that there was going to be the second wave of COVID in this country would fill hospitals and would kill more people. Well, the headlines are already declaring that. I also saw in the dream, you know, Russian and Chinese troops on the ground. And a lot of people have been very upset. Well, that's not what, that didn't happen. But yet, if you look at the news that broke just this week or last week, we've had Chinese spies sleeping with congressmen from California. And the allegations of these governors and other, you know, mayors and people in the high power, an infiltration of a lot of Chinese spies. There's information about some of those Chinese spies were working in some of the places where they're making the vaccines, which would make a whole lot of sense. Just yesterday, the news broke that the U.S. Treasury had been hacked, and of course they're trying to basically blame, you know, Russians for that. But if you think about it, we've heard about the Russians and Russian collusion since January 20th of 2016, you know.
Yes.
So, but we see things that we see people with sickness. We see COVID killing so many things. And in all reality, there was a couple of days where Trump was out of the White House. And actually, right now, even the Electoral College is trying to say right now, or they you know, they're doing the votes right now. The election is still in question in the minds of a lot of people. You have places, Alan White, I heard, made a statement. He's GOP's person in Texas, talking about seceding, because there are states that are saying, you know what, we recognize that something crazy has happened, and we need to do something different. You know,
the Supreme Court has ruled the case is not valid for Texas and plus 20 states, including West Virginia, who was a part of that case, was thrown out. So, yes, seceding has been talked about by different states. And I know this sounds awful, but I'm all for it. I'm all for it. There comes a time you gotta say you can no longer play this game.
And that's where the church is going to be right in the middle, because I've been thinking about this. You know, the vaccine could very well be the first step of persecution towards believers, because the primary people that are going to say no, we're not. And look, I'm not getting it. And here's why. they've got 2 to 3 months of research on long-term side effects. That's not enough. FDA recommends 5 to 7 years sometimes on these vaccines. I want to know what it does to diabetics. I want to know what it does to people with immunocompromised systems. I want to know what happens 2 or 3 years from now, and they can't tell me that. And the rush to get this vaccine in people's arms is not just terrifying, it's unrealistic.
It is unrealistic.
In Australia, they did some, you know, in Australia, they did some tests and found that people are now testing positive for HIV, and that's in Australia. Another leader just this week tested some cola, and the cola tested positive for COVID.
It's not just a test.
It's the fact that we are being pushed, almost herded like cattle down this fence. And so I do not plan on doing it. And I know they can say, well, you can't travel, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. I understand that, that there'll be some risks. But as an American citizen, I have a right. It's my body. Therefore, it's my choice. And I'm going to use
well, not only that, brother, our body belongs to Christ. We're His.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
He's our head. But, and not only you mentioned about the, what may not be in the vaccine, what is in the vaccine, and I have this ever guest on Wednesday night to prove this, I've already seen it myself, is nanobots. It's stored at 94
yeah.
degrees below zero. It has Luciferase in it, that is a type of, conductive material that actually glows to show you've been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
All this is in this vaccine. It will make you at least part cyborg. And it also, according to Bill Gates himself, will cut and splice your DNA. Folks, think
yeah.
about that. It's serious.
Yeah.
God destroyed the earth the first time because of impure DNA. Don't let it happen again. Go ahead.
And I don't want to put anything in my body. I don't know what's in it. And you remember this phrase just like I do. We have to pass the bill before we can know what's in it. So I don't
want to say
in your arm. And that
yes.
also goes to show you the madness and the chaos of our leadership, because once again, this is happening everywhere around the world, and people are nervous, they're worried, they're upset, and there's also been this idea out there that those people that won't take the vaccine, they're ignorant, they're stupid, they're dumb, and they're just not thinking.
That's why I believe that
they'll be used as a way to start persecuting believers, because we'll be the primary ones that say, not in my arm, not in my lifetime. Not with only 2 or 3 months of research done. And, you know, in England, they were having people having anaphylactic shock. And so you're not seeing all the details. And the other thing that I've questioned is I have yet to see any reports of animal trials with these.
There haven't been any. There haven't
vaccines.
Been any. There have not been any. And by the way, another thing about me, too, for the first time in history, the history of the world, they want to vaccinate everyone on the earth. If that's not kin to the mark of the beast, I don't know what is.
Yeah, and it's a precursor for those things. You know, hey, let's make them wear a mask. Hey, let's make them comply to this. Hey, let's make them, you know, get used to eating at home. Hey, let's do this. And also the other thing that I think with all the lockdown, it has disconnected not just the body of Christ, it's disconnected people. The one thing that I'm excited about, you know, people have been praying, and I pray with several thousand people this morning. And there are people around this nation and around the world, actually. I've got people from Australia and Switzerland and England that pray with me every day. But I'm thankful that people are praying and that people are coming to their senses. I'm thankful that the church is waking up, because we have been a sleeping giant. But I believe people have seen enough things in the news and in their spirit that they understand there's something going on. Something's not right. So people are waking up. And when you wake up something like the church, and the church finds out and discovers who she is and what she can do and how much of a difference that we can make in the watching world, we're going to be a force to be contended with. And, you know, and Jesus said, know this, I've not come to bring peace. I've come to bring a sword.
That's right.
Jesus was saying, you know,
he said, I've come to divide families.
Divide people.
Yes.
One day there'll be, you know, fathers turning their kids in and kids turning their parents in. For being Christian during that tribulation time. And the other thing I would really say is people need to, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, you believe in the rapture and that's wrong and this and that. Well, I've been saying, and I'll continue to say is this, we need to be ready for Jesus whenever he comes. Whenever he comes, we got to be ready to go. We got to be watching, because we know the signs. And Jesus said, when you see these signs, when you see these things going on, and we are seeing nation against nation. We're seeing kingdom against kingdom. We are seeing the governments of man fall to pieces. just because of these things that are going on. So we as believers need to be encouraged. You know, a lot of people are scared and worried. Brother, I am encouraged because I'm seeing what the Bible said would happen come true in my lifetime. I'm watching it. I'm
Amen.
Seeing it. I'm reading it in the news.
And the prophets want to see that. The prophets want to see that themselves.
Yes.
They want to see it happen.
Yes, and even as Peter talks about, you know, these are the things which angels long to look into. Jesus died for us. He did not die for angels. So when we worship God, we worship him out of a heart of compassion and gratefulness because he shed his blood, the blood of a precious lamb for us. We've been redeemed. Angels were never redeemed. They were created, and yes, some fell away, a third of them fell away, but the rest of the angels served the Lord. But when we worship God, even angels are trying to figure out what it must be like because he never died for them. His blood was shed for us. And so we
Amen.
Have been counted worthy. You know, we've been counted worthy to suffer, and Jesus talked about those things. The disciples counted themselves worthy to suffer for his sake. And my message to the church would just be this. Don't give up. Don't give in. Keep watching. Keep praying. Keep trusting and endure until the very end. Because Jesus said he who endures to the end will be saved, will be spared, will be an example to those around it. So we should expect things to get rougher. We should expect things to get tough. And Jesus said, through many trials and tribulations, you will enter the kingdom of heaven. And so a lot of people want this real easy, nothing's going to bother me life. That's nothing what Jesus said. Once again, he said, through many trials and tribulations, you'll enter the kingdom of heaven. So there's a lot more that we need to be doing as far as we need to make sure that we're praying aggressively, praying specifically, praying strategically. We need to make sure that we are in the Word and we know the Word. We need to make sure that we are continuing to join together with other believers in fellowship and that we're continuing to trust the Lord no matter how bad things get because the world's going to be watching us. And there's a passage in Scripture, and you're well aware of it, where Jesus said, by their fruits you'll know them. Well, what Jesus was basically saying was, I'm giving the world the right to judge you believers. I'm giving the world the right to look at you and say, I didn't know thinking believers talked like that. When I got saved when I was 15, and my dad had always been a drunk, always been an alcoholic, and I've been saved for maybe three or four months. And my dad came home, and he was drunk, and he had spent money we needed for groceries on something else, and I was just furious. And I let loose, and I cussed my dad out. I was 15 years old. And my dad, in a drunken stupor, looked at me, and he just said, as clear as day, I didn't think Christians talk like that. I felt about 2 inches tall, and I went out, and I walked my yard, and I said, oh, God, I've blown it. I asked God to forgive me. And the next morning when my dad got up, I said, Dad, I need to apologize. I cussed at you last night. My dad was so drunk, he didn't even remember it. But I did. I did. And those words out of my drunk father's mouth made me realize that even somebody who's drunk knows I should not be talking like this. And since that day,
Amen.
I've never said another cuss word since, but I was so convicted. And that's another thing the church needs to be right now. We need to be convicted of our sin. We need to be walking so close to Jesus that when that thought moves through our mind, it shouldn't be that we say we take it captive, like Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and that we become righteous and holy. And we just continue to love the Lord with everything that we have because he's coming back for churches without spot or wrinkles. Looking for the people that are faithful. And that test is on. The test is already here. The spirit of Antichrist is already here. But God's calling us to live it out. And if we'll
Amen.
Just do that,
Amen.
We can make a huge difference in the world.
Well, you said enough there to change people's eternities if they just pay attention to it. But now, you said you had some recent dreams come to you. We got about another 10 minutes or so left. What would you like to share with that?
Well, the dreams that I had, I saw the cherry blossoms. And I just released this morning, actually, on my Facebook page and YouTube page. But I saw cherry blossoms in Washington. And there was a high noon, brilliant sky. But then I saw a hand that began to reach up and pull clumps of these cherry blossoms and the leaves off. And then almost like a funnel cloud, like a funnel cloud you'd see in the desert. Not necessarily a tornado, but a funnel cloud. Picked all the leaves up in the air and dropped it on the ground. And it was about a foot of leaves. but the trees were all gnarled. They looked very old and ugly. And as I looked close, here came about 50 men, and they were marching down the National Mall. They had work clothes, like construction clothes on. They went up to each man went up to an individual tree, so 50 of them. And they reached down through the leaves, and they pulled this big chain. That's when I realized that the trees were covered in chains. You couldn't see the chains because all the cherry blossoms and the leaves and all the fruit. But they began to pull these chains off of these trees. And as they did, it was as if the trees had grown into the chain links. And they were popping and cracking. The bark was moving off. And so they finally got these leaves, these chains, with great effort and great muscles pulling and stress and strain, almost hurting them. They pulled these chains off of the trees. And they walked them to the States. And they began to line these chains up all around the state boundaries. And suddenly one person put a gun in the air and fired it. And he said, "This will be heard around the world." And suddenly there was this lightning strike, red, white, and blue, lightning, thunder, and the trees began to bleed. But the bleeding was underneath the trees, and it just began to cover all the land, all the rest of the United States of America. And I saw horses and oxen and mules, and they were trying to get out of these boundaries. It was almost like the states had been locked in with these chains. And then I see these animals are no longer there, but it's people. And the chains are now acting like snakes, and they're rearing up, and they're trying to bite people. People are trying to get across these state lines, or there's chains are laying there, if that makes sense. And there's people who are running against those chains, and the chains bite them, and then they just fall on the ground. They have a seizure, begin to foam at the mouth, and they die. But the other people that I see people on their knees, and they're praying. But they're on one knee looking straight ahead. They're watching the snakes, and they're trying to get through. Trying to get past these to find other believers. And so as they get close, some of these people that are praying never get bit, and they run across the state line, they meet other believers, and those believers are getting in big circles. But there are Christians that are praying that I see get bit, but it puts them down, but they get back up on their knees, they're praying, and they keep walking. And the big thing that I saw in this dream was at the very end, all these people are connected shoulder to shoulder, link to link, just like the chains that I was seeing. And these people were praying and they were smiling. Even though they'd gone through hardship and difficulty, even though they'd been chained in, they came together. And I just believe that God was trying to say to the body of Christ, come together, work together, serve together, strive together, amen, endure together, pray together, because this is going to take the body of Christ coming together to make it through some of the things that we're facing. And those chains were heavy. They were like boat chains, like you would have seen on the Titanic. I mean, they were huge chains. But I was also reminded that the blood, you know, the blood of Christ still forgives. It still washes us white as snow, as Isaiah says. I was still reminded that the Holy Spirit is still working in people's lives. And the Bible says that no man comes to the Father except the Spirit draw him. So we need to continue to pray for the lost and reach out to them and witness and do what we can. We also need to understand that even though hard times are coming, we have a God who's going to go through it with us. You know, I was thinking the other day about Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those young men, those weren't even their names when they walked into Babylon.
No, they were not. But
they
walked
into a kingdom that they knew did not love God, had no idea who God was. They knew their names would be changed. They had to learn a different language. Their culture would be changed. Their food would be changed. Everything would be changed. But yet they walked in with the idea, I'm not going to bow to their gods. I'm going to keep faithful to Yahweh. I'm going to keep serving the God, you know, our God. And look at what Daniel did with his dreams. And look at what the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. You know, they went in the fiery furnace, but they stood up because those guys kept their faith. So no matter the things that we might face in the days, weeks, months, or years to come, we can do that faithfully knowing that God will take care of us.
Now, amen.
Daniel still spent the night in a lion's den. And the three Hebrew children still spent some time in a fiery furnace. But Jesus was with them and put them in fire. We also read in Hebrews chapter 11, we have the hall of faith. We hear about, you know, Noah and Moses and all these great men. But here at the very end of that passage, and it always gets me, Brother Paul, always gets me because it says, these were men who were not worthy. Some were stoned. Some were sawn asunder. You know, men of whom the world was not worthy. They lived in caves and holes in the ground.
They were destitute.
And God loved those. They were they had nothing, and yet they loved God, and they're in the hall of faith. So it's not about how much money we have or the car we drive or where we live or whatever. Whatever happens, whatever comes, He is saying, stay faithful to me. Stay faithful
to
me.
I want to read a couple of scriptures. I think this fits what you're saying so close. Isaiah chapter 26, and folks, you ought to memorize these verses. Just two verses, Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Yahweh is everlasting strength. Man, I get apprehensive, brother. I do. I get concerned. I do. I'm only a man. I'm in the flesh. I do. But I refuse to walk in fear because he didn't give me the spirit of fear. And I say this kindly, but I say it lovingly, and I say it straightforwardly. If you're walking in fear, you're committing idolatry. You get the wrong spirit in you. Now that Brother Dane, he didn't give a spirit of fear. So if he didn't give a spirit of fear, yet we have a spirit of fear, it isn't of him, is it?
That's right. There's a verse that I live by, and it's Nahum 1:7, a little known prophet, Nahum 1:7, it says this: the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those that trust in him.
Amen.
In hard times in my life, it's always nice to know that he knows those that trust in him. And in the days to come, we're going to have to trust in him. Really, think about how good it would be for us to be in a place where the only thing that we have is Jesus. And if the only thing that we have is Jesus, how that would strengthen and develop our faith, how that would encourage others around us, because, there's stories and reports of Roman soldiers who became Christians because they saw believers thrown to the lions or killed in various ways, and they did not deny their faith. If that's the way that God takes me, then I want to go down with my eyes open, proclaiming the goodness of God, even with my last breath, because I want the world to see Jesus at work in my life. And I want them to see that I have a reason for dying, that he's worth it. He's worth it for everything he's done for my life. Called God on my life, all those things that he does for us, the blessings he gives, the love that he has for us, that is we can't even imagine what heaven will be like. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard the things that he's prepared for us. And I'm so grateful for that. So grateful
Amen.
For that.
Amen. The verse you just quoted in Nahum, what did you say that was?
1:7. Chapter 1,
okay.
Verse 7.
Folks, I've read the verse 4, and I didn't read, had it memorized in my spirit. I should have memorized that verse. But the first thing says, the Lord is good. The dreams a brother has given us, we've got to look at from a spiritual viewpoint and understand that eventually everything that in the scripture they told us is going to happen to America is going to happen. I don't like it any more than you do. But America has murdered 100 million unborn children. We've slaughtered countless millions around the world in useless and illegal wars, immoral wars. I know. I was part of one of them. I know that for a fact. We've done that. Mm. We've forsaken the people that trusted us as other nations. We've done that. We have sown evil, and we're going to reap while we're sowing. Our God is not mocked, my friends. America has reaped evil continually for at least 100 years, and I've been here 72 of those years. And our nation is now starting to pay the price. And what really breaks my heart, brother, is my children, my children's children, are going to pay a price for what my generation did not stand up and stop.
Yeah, we all have.
Now that breaks my heart. It breaks my heart.
God gives us all the same 24 hours every single day to make a difference. God gives us the same opportunities every day to reach someone, to just live it out. God gives each one of us an opportunity to say or do something that will make somebody say, I wonder why they said that. I wonder why they live like that. I wonder why they don't do this or that. We've got an opportunity. And like I said, Paul said, work while it's yet day. And we know, you and I both know, the sun is setting. We have, the time that we have to work we're in the last few minutes, I believe, of the sun setting. And so I just want to do everything I can to get the message of Jesus out there, let the world know that we are the church and we're still loving Jesus no matter what they do to us, no matter what they say, that we're going to stand for him. When we can do nothing else but stand, that we will stand for Jesus.
Amen. And have ourselves girded up with all the armor that's given to us in this fist battle. My friends, I've enjoyed this broadcast. I really have. And we didn't get a lot into the dreams or anything because, although I'm not saying not important, tonight's broadcast was to encourage you that maybe our Father's given us a little bit of a grace period here. Many people will scoff, have scoffed at me. Brother, they threatened to kill me. They threatened to burn down my house. Now, I mean, they've done all these things over the years simply because I tell them what the Word of God says. And I don't hate those people. I don't. If I was on, I'm not getting a penny out of doing this. I've been doing this 29 years in March. I've never taken a salary out of the ministry. I'm not bragging. I'm not complaining. I'm just telling the way it is. I never asked to buy me a jet plane. I never asked for any of that. I just asked for the grace to continue and maybe funds to get on more radio stations to tell the people. This is a ministry by God's grace only that I'm here. I have nothing to do with it. I'm just a spokesman. Just as you are, brother. I'm just a messenger, boys, all that I am. Now, my job is to be faithful, and as somebody once said, duty is ours, consequences are God's. So whatever His will is for the future, whether my life or the world, is really none of my business. As you said, when I was trying to fight the driver's license issue, you said, I'm not talking to everybody, I'm talking to you. So he's given you instructions, he's given me instructions, he's given everyone out there listening to this broadcast, and we have listeners all over the world, he's given them instructions. It's sometimes it's hard to follow the instructions because you know you're going to be laughed at, you're going to be mocked and ridiculed, you're going to be scoffed. Christ was, Paul was, Peter was. Why should be any different? They're going to scoff at the truth because they hate the truth. Go ahead, brother.
That's it. Well, one of the last things I'll say is that one of my favorite quotes is this. Praying about God's will, what we do is, it's your will, Lord, nothing more, nothing less, and nothing else. And that's where we need to be as Christians. Your will, Lord, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. And whatever comes, we stand. Whatever we face, we stand. And we take our last breath on this earth, it's going to be glorious knowing that our next eye will see Jesus face to face. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Even so, come quickly. Brother Dana, I tell you what, this has been a joy, my friend. Thank you for being there and for being part of the warring class for Christ. Thank you for that. And I'll talk to you again soon. If you need me, you call me, okay?
Hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate the time.
No problem. Tell Jonathan I'd like to talk to him, too, okay?
I will.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon. Folks, love you. See you tomorrow night with Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. Don't miss it. See you there.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.